With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Merry Christmas, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the inspiring repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. The celebration of Christmas continues this week on With Heart and Voice as we listen to joyous and festive music to celebrate. We'll hear wonderful pieces by composers old and new, including works by John Joubert, Philip Stopford, David Wilcox, William Mathias, and a host of others. We'll begin with a stunning arrangement by David Wilcox of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. John Scott conducts with the St. Thomas Brass and organist Jeremy Bruns. The Wassail Carol by Welsh composer William Matthias was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by John Scott. Benjamin Sheen played the organ. The St. Thomas Choir also opened the program with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as arranged by David Wilcox. Music of Andrew Carter is next, as we listen to his own professional choir, the Choir of London, sing A Maiden Most Gentle, based on a pilgrim melody of Lourdes. It was composed for the choir of St. Mary's Convent in York, where Mr. Carter taught, and this mixed-voice version was his first composition published by Oxford University Press. Andrew Carter directs, with John Scott accompanying. Maiden Most Gentle, set by Andrew Carter, was performed by the Choir of London with the composer directing. The girl choristers and lay clerks of Ely Cathedral sing next in two pieces. First, John Joubert's haunting setting of There Is No Rose, followed by A Christmas Blessing by Philip Stopford. Sarah MacDonald directs. Thank you. The choral choristers and lay clerks of Ely Cathedral sang two pieces. We just heard A Christmas Blessing by Philip Stopford, and earlier they sang There Is No Rose by John Joubert. Sarah MacDonald conducted with Aaron Shilson at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Richard W. Dirksen was a major force in American church music for many years, particularly in his role as organist and choirmaster at the Washington National Cathedral and as a composer of much music for the church. His composition, The Nativity, sets a 17th century text by Christopher Harvey in a refreshing piece for choir accompanied by flute. Richard Dirksen leads the choir of Washington National Cathedral with flutist Joan Voorhees. The Nativity by Richard W. Dirksen was performed by the choir of Washington National Cathedral, led by the composer. Another major figure in American church music in the 20th century was innovative organist and composer Calvin Hampton, whose life was tragically cut short by AIDS. In Unexpected and Mysterious, he sets a thoughtful text by Jeanette Lindblom with a haunting melody and flowing accompaniment. Jeremy Bankson leads the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, accompanied by Tom Trenny and trumpeter Thomas Kelly.
Oh.
The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska sang Unexpected and Mysterious, as set by Calvin Hampton. Jeremy Bankson conducted. Chanticleer sings next on With Heart and Voice in two selections. First, they'll sing a delightful arrangement of the French carol Il est né le divin enfant by John Rutter. Countertenor Randall Wong is soloist.
Divino.
glorious and transcendent music of Franz Biebl's setting of Ave Maria was not well known in Germany or Austria for a number of years after its composition. It became known in America when the Cornell University Glee Club brought it back from a concert tour of Germany in 1970, when they had recorded some music at the Bavarian Radio Network, where Biebl was music director. Biebl offered a number of compositions to their conductor, including Ave Maria, who premiered them on the choir's return to the United States. It quickly gained popularity, especially when Chanticleer added it to their repertoire. Chanticleer performed it here, and earlier they sang an arrangement of Il est né by John Rutter. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Philip Ledger leads the choir of King's College, Cambridge, in our next selection, A Babe is Born by William Matthias. Thomas Trotter accompanies. A Babe is Born by William Matthias was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Philip Ledger conducted. The introduction of the German chorale following the Reformation had a significant and lasting impact on music for the church. For the first time, congregations were invited and enabled to sing rather than just choirs or clergy. This led to countless innovations and practices both for vocal music and for organ music. Our next selection presents an example of how such a chorale tune may have been used in 17th century Germany. The chorale Vom Himmel hoch, or From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, is first presented as an organ prelude by Heinrich Scheidemann, followed by a hymn setting for congregation and soloist by Hans Leo Hassler. The Margareta Consort performs, led by Merit Brokerlofs.
Thank you.
Vom Himmel hoch in a hymn setting by Hans Leo Hassler, and earlier an organ prelude by Heinrich Scheidemann. The Margareta Consort performed. A brief motet by Healy Willen, arranged for men's voices, welcomes the Christmas celebration. The Victoria Scholars perform Welcome Yule. Yerzi Sichoki directs.
Welcome.
The Victoria Scholars sang Welcome Yule by Healy Willen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. John Rutter's music is virtually synonymous with Christmas, as there has probably been no living composer who has contributed more to the Christmas repertoire than him, at least in recent memory. Two of his pieces are coming up, both performed by Polyphony with the City of London Sinfonia led by Stephen Layton. We'll hear a setting of Christina Rossetti's Love Came Down at Christmas first, followed by the Star Carol. Music of John Rutter on With Heart and Voice. Star Carol and Love Came Down at Christmas, both by John Rutter, were performed by Polyphony, led by Stephen Layton. The great hymn tune Antioch, attributed to Handel and adapted by Lowell Mason, sets words of Isaac Watts in joy to the world. We'll hear the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church sing an arrangement by Jeremy Bankson and Tom Trenny, who directs. Peter Richard Conti played the Wanamaker organ at the Grand Court of Macy's Center City in Philadelphia in Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. It was arranged by Keith Chapman, an illustrious predecessor to Mr. Conti as organist at that famed instrument. Earlier, we heard the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church of Lincoln, Nebraska, sing Joy to the World, as arranged by Tom Trenny and Jeremy Bankson. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to continue the celebration of Christmas. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.